Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
Welcome back. 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's on smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. And that's with the number three. We're having a great visit with Mike Daniels. He's the chairman of the National Advisory Board of the American Enterprise Institute's Global Internet Strategy Project. He's one of the top leaders in our country, in the world of technology, and on many levels. On many levels in that world. Mike, thanks again for being here. Thanks for your leadership. You have helped us to understand over the years that the threat that we're under right now in cyberspace, and it seems obvious to me that, you know, we have to keep up our traditional military defenses, but that's not where the damage is and will be done in the future, probably, is it?
No, it's not, Jim. You and I have talked about it now for some years, and what I would always like your listeners to step back for a minute and think about is when they read each day in the paper or hear on television, there's been another major cyber attack on our government or corporation, people's data has been stolen, or they've been hacked in their business. There's more to it than this. That's only the surface of what you see, Jim. We're in a major global cyber war directed primarily against us in the United States of America.
We're in the middle of it right now, aren't we?
Jim, we're in the middle of it. It's been going on literally for almost 15 or 20 years as I've been in the Internet, as you know better than anybody, for almost since the beginning with the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency that set this up in the early 1960s, but became commercialized in the 1990s. Yeah, this has been going on for a long time. It's simply getting worse. And what you said about the next war will not be fought physically. That's a high probability. It will be fought in cyberspace. And that's what we're up against. So that's what we're talking about.
And when Mike's talking about war, he's not just talking about picking off this little database and that little database, or 1,000 or 1,000,000 or 10 million or 100 million records lost here or there. We're talking about the definition of war as we have known it, meaning attacking things that affect human beings. If somebody loses their personal records, that's not good, and that could hurt them, but they still get up and go to work the next day. We're talking about the potential for attacks that would prevent people from getting up and going to work the next day, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And when we talk about a global cyber war, Jim, we're talking about a war that is now spanning political, economic, and military disruption, with the point being our adversaries are trying to undermine our entire way of life in the United States and the advanced developed world. So just think, everybody, for a minute, what do we have in front of us every day on television and the news media? The potential interference in our elections by the Russians. That's one little piece of the political aspect of this. The economic disruption. We have had stolen out of the United States of America, per General Keith Alexander, who was the head of the National Security Agency, over $1 trillion of our intellectual property.
How did we let that happen, Mike? How is that possible? I mean, doesn't that make you want to take, I mean, I don't know, it just makes you want to, I don't know what, I don't even know how to respond to something like that. How can we be that feckless?
Jim, it's a great question. It's a great unanswered question that people should be asking and talking about. The answer that I have is, and you know this as well as anybody in the country, because of what I think is your great book that you extent of this or what was actually going on. It's very difficult to protect your infrastructure and your computing systems. So the United States government has been behind for years and years in most of the civilian systems where the attacks have been, as well as many of our military systems. Major corporations took it not seriously enough, and many still don't today. So while we slept, and I use that phrase, our adversaries have gotten into our systems and have stolen everything from advanced jet fighter plans out of our defense contractors to health information out of our health corporations. They've stolen
no telling what are the secrets. You know, Mike, let me ask you this, Mike. Do we have the ability to do the same to them? Could we turn around and do the same to them? Could we steal that stuff back? I mean, do we have that power?
We do, Jim, but the difference is this, and it's a big difference. Under our legal structure and the history of this country, our espionage agencies work to get military and intelligence secrets from our adversaries because that's what's being done to us. This is an age-old practice, goes back hundreds, if not thousands of years. But we draw the line of stealing commercial espionage information.
And the other countries don't. So when we come back, I'm going to get Mike to help us resolve the North Korea-China thing because you know, we're trying to get them to denuclearize, and when the truth is you know, we got a bigger problems maybe than that with North Korea. Stand by after the break. Right back with our good friend Mike Daniels. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.